This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I'd like to welcome you all here the first Sunday after Christmas. We'll be following today Divine Service 1 out of the Lutheran Service Book, hymn numbers 376. The sermon will be 389 instead of what's in the bulletin, number 619 and number 380. We rise for confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and be seated for the confession of sin. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, whose mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us rise and face the center aisle for sharing the peace. Collect her and sigh. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And the pulpit sigh. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you. salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We rise to the singing of the Alleluia verse.
Two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years, and from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Please be seated for the children's message.
All the way up front for Dan today and everybody. What a great day, how beautiful a day after Christmas here to celebrate being able to be in God's house. Receive his graces. So I brought a couple of things with me besides my Bible. Not my Bible, church's Bible. So, what do these have in common? This is a ring, a wedding ring, and an envelope, postmark. Maybe this would help. Picture of. Well, yeah,
rainbow.
Rainbow anyway, yep. But what comes to mind when we think of the rainbow? You said it.
The ark,
the verse. God made a promise. Wedding rings, we make promises. Post office makes a promise, right? Rain, sleet, snow, hail, but All these things. Well, what's the difference in these? They're all promises, but this one came from God. And these are our promises. And we make promises. Kids love to make promises at Christmas time. I want a dog. I promise I'll be good.
promised multiple thousands of years ago to Noah that he would not destroy the earth again until Judgment Day. And we see our judgment days on earth because our bodies fail and we die. But like I said, that's not for us to worry about because God promises us that we always have that to rely on. And that's the beauty of Christmas. We prepare, as we were reminded through Advent, we're always preparing, but we are always prepared because we have that Holy Spirit that God has sent into our hearts, and we celebrate that. So if you would say the words of prayer with me, dear Father, thank you for your promise of salvation for us through your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit to help and guide us and help us share your love while we are here on your earth. Amen.
We continue with the sermon hymn, the replacement sermon hymn on insert number 389, Let All Together Praise Our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. presents have been opened. The wrapping paper is all bagged up for the Rumpke man. There is a sense of relief that the busyness of Christmas is over, a sense of disappointment that it's 364 days until Christmas, and maybe a bit of dread at the coming credit card bill. In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Clark Griswold, who's expecting a large cash bonus, opens his Christmas gift from his company to learn that he has been enrolled in the Jelly of the Month Club. His brother-in-law, Eddie, helpfully remarks, "Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year." There's another Christmas gift that keeps on giving the whole year that is infinitely better than the Jelly of the Month Club. It is, of course, Jesus himself. Jesus keeps on giving to you from the moment of your baptism for your whole lifetime. Well, however long that is. We have funeral planning forms here at church, and we have a number on file for church members, but I haven't filled one out yet. I don't really need to, because I'm not going to die. As hard as it is to accept sometimes, life is, for all of us, a journey from the womb to the tomb. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 1, "All flesh is like grass, and its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever." Psalm 90, verse 10, "The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away." Death is the enemy, the result of the fall into sin in the Garden of Eden. Death came with the fall, and now life is a journey to the grave. For those who do not know the peace of Christ, death hangs over them like a giant weight held up by a tiny string that could break any moment. It could come any time, and then they believe it's over. Curtains. Indeed, the curtain closes in death. But it's not the end. It's just an intermission before the next act. Jesus prepares you for the day, no matter your age. Jesus gets you ready to die. That's what Simeon says in our gospel reading today. "And Simeon came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.'" Seeing the baby Jesus prepares Simeon to die. "Now you are letting your servant depart in peace." Being baptized prepares you to die. Hearing the good news about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection prepares you to be declared worthy at the judgment based on what Jesus has done for you. Receiving the Lord's Supper readies you to be received into the arms of the Lord on the day of your death and to be raised from the dead to live with Jesus forever. "Lord, now let your servant go in peace." When I regularly visit a nursing home, I start to recognize some of the residents, and I find it sad to see them just sitting and watching TV every time I see them. I think to myself that they're just sitting there watching TV waiting to die. But then I realize that's what we're all doing. We're all doing whatever it is that we're doing, waiting to die. It's not a happy thought to think that life is a long process of dying, but there is encouragement in being ready. Being ready to die means that you are ready to live. Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Watching the television news, it seems that the networks make their money trying every day to scare you about something else that's going to kill you. COVID has been a field day for the media because they can come up with never-ending new things to fear. As a follower of Jesus, you are free to live without fear of death, because you know death is not the end. It's only the transition to eternal life with Christ. Now, life is God's gift to you, so you don't seek death. You don't tempt death. You take care of God's gift to you, of your body and your life. You take precautions to stay safe. But you're under no delusion of immortality. You know that death is coming, and while it is still the enemy, you know the enemy will not be victorious. The church, the people of God in Christ Jesus, have moved through the years, the decades, the centuries without fear, because they live with confidence, because they are ready to die. In Romans 8, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not being afraid of death empowers you to live. It lifts the weight of the dread from you, and it frees you to use your time to do what you are given to do while you have time to do it. You don't have to waste any time chasing after futile promises of eternal youth, but rather use your days to love and serve the people you are given to love and serve in your daily life. For married couples who are able, have children. Raise them in the fear of the Lord. Grandparents, if you're able, help your children raise their children. Care for the people that you encounter each day. Care for the parts of creation that are under your control. Fight back against the dirt and the rot and the decay in your body, in your life, in your property, in the community, in the world. Take care of what you have been given to take care of. Live charitably. Give generously. Hold what God has given you in an open hand and not in a closed fist. Knowing there is more to existence than just this life frees you to live life in the joy of Jesus, regardless of your circumstances. Being ready to die has emboldened the church for 2,000 years to continue, even though times of persecution, even through the times of persecution, as the forces of darkness have tried to smother the light of Christ. Jesus teaches in Matthew 5, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The devil wants to extinguish the light of Christ in you and in the world. He attacks the church and he attacks Christians. He wants you to live selfishly for yourself and always in fear. In order to counter the darkness, you stay ready, so you are ready to live. You gather here together each week to receive God's word and his sacraments and stay ready to die so you can focus on living life for others. You indeed have the ultimate gift that keeps on giving. You are an adopted child in Christ Jesus. From Galatians 4, and because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. You know you are ready to die, and that makes you ready to live. For me, to live is Jesus. To die is gain for me. So when my Savior pleases, I meet death willingly. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise to confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In our prayers today, remember Dick Tenden, who suffered from medical issues, Joy Bacon's uncle, who had a stroke, the family of Mary Newberger, a friend of Andrew Nabbs, who died this last week, for Carolyn Ott, whose white blood count is too low to continue chemotherapy. For Teresa Burl, a friend of Pauline and Warner Schotalski, Teresa's son that was killed this week. Deanna Hughes, Ruth Selmayr's daughter, will be having heart surgery on the 28th. For Terry Sparks, a friend of Mike Dope, who's undergoing chemotherapy. For Norm Dingledine, recovered from quadruple bypass surgery. And for Denny Ray, who has COVID. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people, according to their needs. Eternal Lord God, in the fullness of time, you sent forth your Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us and give us the adoption as your sons and heirs. Hear us, Father, as we call to you in his name. Give us grace to rejoice in Christ's blessed incarnation and grant us a glad new year. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, from whom all fatherhood on earth is named, bless the families of all Christians with your promises. Give parents diligence and delight in their work, and grant your favor on all children, that they may grow in strength and wisdom. Bless all widows, orphans, and broken families also with your mercy, and give them joy and redemption you have won for us in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O worthy judge, from you proceeds the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and fear of the Lord. Give wisdom to those who make, administer, and judge our laws, that they may serve faithfully in their tasks, according to your good pleasure, for the benefit of our people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, receive our prayers for those who suffer from loneliness. Comfort them with sure and certain knowledge that they will never be forsaken by you. Give them family and friends within the household of faith with whom they can find loving companionship. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, help the sick and suffering, especially those who desire our prayers. Dick, Joy's uncle, Carolyn, Deanna, Terry, Norm, and Denny. Surround them with your love in Christ according to your gracious will. Heal them. Comfort those who mourn, especially Mary's family and Teresa's family, and fill their hearts with the certain hope of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Lord, Father, at last in peace, show your mercy to those who receive the Lord's Supper this day, that they would behold their salvation in the very body and blood of Christ given for them. And with Saint Simeon, be well prepared to depart in peace according to your word. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, We receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us to do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Christ, strengthen you, and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Shine on you.